This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Over the next couple of days, we'll look at both sides in the argument over the proposed charter school amendment. This is an amendment that would set up an independent state commission to approve charter school applications if parents appeal the objections of their local school boards. Valerie Wilson is opposed to the amendment. She is president of the Georgia School Boards Association. Valerie Wilson, good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Let's start, first of all, by just, for the sake of time, just stipulating that both sides agree, okay, we like charter schools.
Exactly.
The debate here is over whether the state needs this commission again, the commission that it had between 2008 and 2011. It was ruled unconstitutional, so that's why there's a state amendment proposed now. Many school boards during this campaign, local school boards, have come out against this amendment. Doesn't that kind of vocal opposition lend some weight to the argument of the supporters who say local school boards just don't like charter schools, they don't want an appeal, and so that's why there should be one?
No, it doesn't. Local school boards are opposed to this amendment because of the process that it is setting up. Most school boards support charter schools and see charter schools and the work that they do as a great complement and support to the work we do every day in public schools.
But do they like an appeal process? I mean, that seems to be where we're going here.
It is not the appeals process. There is currently an appeals process in place. The State Board of Education can come behind or serve as the appeals arm for a charter if a local board turns it down. So it's not the appeals process that the boards are opposed to. It's this charter commission that is an independent commission that will be in place and will make the decisions. It's expanding bureaucracy, and that's a part of what boards are opposed to.
One of the things the supporters, though, say, they go back to the Gwinnett County lawsuit that resulted in the Supreme Court ruling that declared the state commission unconstitutional, and they look at what Chief Justice Hunstein said. I'm really boiling it down here. She said, look, local school boards have the control under our Constitution. So if this amendment fails, won't someone, maybe not you necessarily, but someone then go after the state board appeals process that you just talked about and say, well, it should be local or nothing. So don't we need a constitutional amendment to change that?
That's what I think they would like you to believe. But school boards are fine with the process as is, with the State Board of Education doing that. Mm-hmm.
Boards may be fine, but the supporters say, hey, anybody can challenge it. And once it's in the courts, can happen.
But we don't feel as though there's a need, because we'd actually be saying then that our State Board of Education is acting unconstitutionally. And no one believes our State Board of Education is acting unconstitutionally.
So you're saying that's a straw man that the supporters are putting out?
Very much so.
The money argument right now, aren't state charters, the state-created charter schools that the school board can do right now, the state school board, aren't they blocked from getting any money from their local districts anyway? So isn't the argument that, it's just going to siphon money away from traditional local schools, is that a straw man too?
No, it's not. It will siphon monies away from traditional public schools. There are no new dollars allocated for K-12. There have been
no. You're talking about at the state level.
At the state level. There have been no new dollars allocated. Actually, what has happened is funding has consistently been cut over the last 10 years by legislators who say we are failing. Those legislators have taken those dollars away, but they've increased the demands that they placed on public schools in order to deliver to our children. It's almost like it's been a setup for us to fail. If this amendment passes, there is the opportunity for possibly another $430 million over the next 5 years to leave public education. So there is the concern that there are some school systems that will be bankrupt as a result of this, and there may not be the interest of a charter school to go into that community to serve those kids.
But aren't a lot of those state dollars going to schools that are failing to meet standards? You look at our graduation rate in this state. Aren't we funneling some of those state dollars into schools that aren't producing results?
I think that when you look at graduation rates, you look at test scores, national test scores, we get all of the, because it's sexy, are the schools that aren't doing well. But when you look within every school system within this state, or if you look at overall, we have great success Dr. Barge just released some real...
And Dr. Barge is John Barge.
John Barge,
the state
school superintendent, just released some absolutely wonderful news. But we're not getting a whole lot of coverage on that news, that the state of Georgia, with AP testing, we have the 13th highest scores, and that our African-American students actually rank second in the nation for African-American students scoring 3s, 4s, and 5s.
This is on AP testing.
On AP testing, on the national assessments.
But not every child takes an AP test, and not every child learns the same.
That's what I'm about to say. On the national assessments, the only state that has consistently shown improvement across all 9 of those national assessments was the state of Georgia.
Are you saying that there aren't failing school systems few of them in Georgia?
That's not what I was about to say. What I am saying is that there are problems in public education that need to be addressed. But Dennis, let me tell you, there are problems in charter schools that need to be addressed as well. And this argument has quickly moved from the process that we're talking about, which is really what this is about, to the achievement levels in charter schools and public schools. And what people aren't paying attention to and they're not looking at is when they look at the legislation, nothing in the legislation, the ballot question speaks to that, but nothing in the legislation speaks to student achievement or parental involvement. It is really just about this process of how you do that.
Let's tie the two together then.
Okay.
Doesn't a commission, an outside commission, which can revoke a charter, give a school system an incentive that it doesn't have under the traditional setup, which is you meet the standards or the commission can shut you down? I mean, there is something that deals with process that also deals with achievement.
But that's the same at State Board of Education. The State Board of Education can do the same thing. It's not anything that this commission actually has no new powers that the State Board of Education currently has. It's duplication. If a charter school is not meeting the requirements that's set out for them, the State Board of Education can shut them down.
Well, then let me ask you the so what question. So let's suppose that it is another avenue when we already have one in the State Board that can approve an appeal from parents. Other states have setups like this. They have multiple avenues where people can go. What's wrong with that?
We have multiple avenues now. We are in the midst of a budget crisis in this state where there are not enough dollars to do what needs to be done already. I just said to you earlier that across this state, public school systems have been having to deal with consistent cuts for a decade. Now we are looking at adding on top of that another level or another bureaucracy that's creating, and people don't like to hear, but creating a dual school system that's going to run alongside what we currently have. That's going to siphon funding away. There are no new dollars that's coming in. So why are we doing that? If there are additional dollars, why don't we focus those dollars on dealing with the issues that we currently have in our public schools as opposed to taking them away and creating another system?
One of the things that school board members like yourself and educators across the state have said is we have to increase parent involvement. If you have something that makes it easier to set up charter schools, doesn't that increase parent involvement? Because the parents in the charter school setup have to sign the contract that says we're going to be involved. That's part of the deal of getting your youngster into the charter school.
You shouldn't need an agreement to get parents to be involved. And let me give you an example of that. We don't have a contract in the city of Decatur. And most places where parents are involved, and there are places across this state, we have shining examples in public schools where parents are truly involved with what's happening. And then we have those instances where parents are not involved. And granted, we have to do a better job of bringing parents to the table. But please understand that setting up charter schools where parents sign the agreements to be involved, if you are a single mom and you couldn't be involved when your child was in a public school because you couldn't get time away to do that, and you're a single mom and you sign the agreement in a charter school, but you still can't get the time to be involved, you're still not going to be able to go and do it. And that child may get in initially, But that child's going to have to come back to public school when the parent can't be as involved as that contract says. So that's an issue that all of us, charter schools, public schools, private schools, will constantly have to deal with parent involvement.
The idea that some of the opponents have said is that this could result in resegregating education in Georgia, particularly in areas where people have worked so hard to achieve diversity. Yet, aren't we hearing from minority communities that they are the ones who are underserved by the current system, and they are the ones, in many cases in Metro Atlanta, who are pushing for charter schools and want an avenue of appeal like a commission?
You're absolutely right. I think we have to pay attention to, and this goes to my whole, and I guess people could say, my whole notion of we are our brother's keepers, and we have to worry about what happens with children across this state. That's what local boards, that's what boards think about, all of our children. When you look across the state at what is happening, and you look in districts where, let's say, 70% of the children in a district are African Americans or minorities, whether they're Latinos or African Americans, and you look at what's there, and then you look at charter schools that have come about in those communities, and you look at the population in the charter schools, where you've got 70-80% of the children are minorities, but when you look in the charter schools, 9% of the kids in the schools are minorities. That doesn't pan out, Dennis. If we really are about reaching out to those lowest income or those minority children, that population ought to look a little different in the schools. That's where you get this whole concern when you look across the state.
To follow up on that, and this is a blunt question,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the opportunities that kids have in Georgia's education system, doesn't that segregation that opponents are so afraid of already exist? Aren't minority kids in many cases already disadvantaged educationally, and it's their parents who are saying, look, we need another avenue?
I don't believe the children are disadvantaged educationally. I believe that we have failing schools or schools that aren't being as successful as other schools in different areas for different reasons. And I believe that if we engage parents, the community, and the administrators and teachers in the buildings, I don't care where the school is, the school can be successful. I believe that. I don't think it's a magic name over it that says, whether it says Oakhurst Charter School or Oakhurst Elementary, which is a public school in my system. That doesn't matter. What matters is the support of parents coming in and working together to make it successful. If I were able to go into any of those communities, if we were able to go into any of those communities and have the support of the parents and the community and the school system working together, we could turn any school around that we needed to turn around. So I don't believe that that's going to be the silver bullet that's going to all of a sudden make a school in an area be successful.
Valerie Wilson is the president of the Georgia School Boards Association. Valerie Wilson, thanks so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.